Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back, guys. This week, Shida went to India for us on our behalf. We're at the wedding live, if you know what I mean. Rashido brought in her dilemmas. It was crazy once, I tell you. Prayer of the week was top notch. As always, we love it. And finally, Rashida gave us her own safe case. You don't want to miss that. I hope you enjoyed this one. We hope you enjoyed this one. Have a beautiful one. Enjoy listening. Peace out. Rashida, are you pressing phone?
I'm pressing phone. I'm done. Hey, hey, hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
Why do you always say that?
It's a brand new episode now of the Chill Sisters.
Announcing.
So that it will not be as if it's not a new one. It's a brand new episode, guys. We have a fresh episode for you guys.
And I'm your sister, Adu. I'm recording from Abuja, as always.
How are you doing?
Awesome.
Fine, I'm good. How was your week?
I like this, your t-shirt too.
Thank you.
Is that? Oh, okay. I thought it was Popeyes.
No, it's not. It's a Nike shoe with cartoon character on it. Thank you. How are you doing?
Good.
How was your week? What were you up to this week?
Well, Rashida, my week was it was an eventful week.
Oh.
No. Busy.
What were you doing?
Rashida, to summarize it, I'm tired.
Oh. You're tired is tired.
I've been going up and down, aside from photo shoot, some personal stuff. My sister was in town.
Ooh.
That one is there.
Mm.
So I've been everywhere, Sha. Oh. And for some reason, I don't know, I think I had malaria again.
Oh my goodness.
So see, the thing is, if I keep having this headache that refuses to go, and I don't know if other people have the same symptoms, aside from the headache, right, you'll be having this pain at the back of your neck, like the veins that comes from your shoulder upwards to your head. I took the regular paracetamol and all that. It goes for a while and comes back. When it insists like that, most of the time for me, it's malaria. So I don't know. I don't think malaria is only you only get it from mosquito, Rashida, at this point.
My own is when I'm stressed, I feel it from my neck to my shoulders. That's where my stress lies.
And it's the most uncomfortable thing.
I can't remember when last I had malaria. God. Even when I went to Nigeria and came back, I didn't treat malaria. I didn't have malaria. So
usually when you stay outside Nigeria for a long period of time and you're coming back, I notice what people usually do is they come with their malaria shots or the malaria tabs that they take without anything. Did you do that?
I didn't. I was so surprised.
Really?
I went into Nigeria. I didn't
treat
malaria. I came back. I didn't treat malaria. It's a miracle.
Wow. It's the miracle. Right. And I think there's this pharmacist. I respect her, Dr. Balaraba. Pharmacist Balaraba. She's elderly now. She's so good. There's a way she explained malaria to me a while back. And I think it makes sense. Like, it's not when the malaria sakachizikine happens. Like, when you treat it, right? Yena tapia, but akwe wende ike kwenchia. Then something happens. Then it resurfaces.
It triggers.
So to speak. Yeah. Then it makes sense because, one, I know I don't have mosquitoes in my house.
Okay.
That's for sure. Kingani and all that. So how did I get it?
No. And you get it outside your house. You go outside the house. You get it from outside the house.
So I can't remember that where I've gone that mosquito has beaten me. Like it keeps on doing. I don't know, Rashida. Aisha treated malaria and the headache stopped.
If it's not malaria, I thank God that it worked. Well, yeah. All in all, fantastic week. Alhamdulillah. What else? Fantastic week. Alhamdulillah.
That's good to hear.
Was kind of at some point I was lazy. I think when I do the runs and I get tired, Rashida, I just retire.
That's the best thing. That's the best thing to do.
No. Yeah. I cannot come and keep myself. Alhamdulillah, as always, it could have been worse.
I'm glad you're okay. Yeah.
How about you now, summer girl?
Actually, today the weather is
sorry for the laugh, summer girl.
Whatever. Really? I know it's not for me, man. Today the weather is so beautiful. It's sunny. It's not too cold. It's outside. It's a bit like warm. You can go out without a jacket if you want to. It's a nice weather today. But this week,
You ought to in summer. Isn't it?
Yeah. But this week for me just went by fast. There was nothing. I can't remember doing anything. I just knew it was Monday. And now it's Sunday. I'm telling you, I can't pinpoint what activities I did during the week. Aside from my normal routine, school runs, cooking, cleaning, whatever, editing. Yeah, that was how the week went. Alhamdulillah.
Well, you're looking good, Rashida, and you are healthy now. That was the most important thing.
Alhamdulillah. That's the most important thing.
Thank God.
Because I can't remember. I really can't remember what I really did this week. It's one of those weeks that things just...
Rashida, mine is tiring now. Then who wants that? Everybody wants to relax.
Everybody wants to relax, but like I'm trying to pinpoint one activity or something that I really did this week that I would say this was really extra from all the other things I do during the week. I think that's it. Brings me to my prayer of this week. My prayer of this week is that,
Prayer this week.
We need prayer.
The week that we need prayer.
Ya Allah, we can't overemphasize that. Ya Allah, we need good health. We can't overemphasize that. I know I've said this prayer like 100 times, but I'll still keep repeating this prayer.
Say it a million times over. Yeah. And I'm seeing a very big amen to that.
Because good health encompasses of so many other prayers that you want to say. Good health is like the main thing. Then there's subsection of good health, because
it's the foundation for everything.
If you don't have good health, you can't do any other thing. There's nothing else you can do. So good health.
Babish.
Yeah, I pray that Allah gives us good health. Protect each and every one of us. Those that are sick, those that are in the hospital, may Allah heal them. May they come out of it strong and better. Inshallah. Yosis, I have a question for you.
I mean, let me finish answering the prayer now.
I can't wait to dive into this question I have for you, Yosis.
Why do I feel like I'm walking into a trap? And I wish people could see the smirk on your face. So it's like I'm going to like extend this. I mean, so that I want to talk about the prayer, Rashida.
Yes. I've already summarized the prayer. Everybody has said,
I want to talk about the prayer now.
Let's dive into today's conversation. Yusis, I have a question for you. Why the hell are you not in India?
My sister, it's like we'll add this one to your prayer, Rashida. Money.
Why the hell?
My God.
Are you not in India? What is your reason?
Simple. I've been very busy. I had important issues to handle back here in Nigeria. So I couldn't make it. I've sent word to them and they understood. So
in case you're
tight like that, so they will understand.
I know. They used to live in your backyard.
No. Actually, we were in the same school. Same school with the elder brother. We got close, you know, and all that. But we went our separate ways, but we kept in touch.
I beg. Stop lying.
You, the devil that sent you to ask me that question now. Rashida, let me not say what's on my mind.
In case you are lost, the richest man in India his last son is having a wedding. This wedding, apparently it has been going on for like 7 months or so, because this wedding is in sections.
Yeah, I think that
was a pre-wedding.
The first one that happened a few months back. Was that pre-wedding or engagement, Seth? I don't know. I called it the engagement.
See, this wedding there. What I want to say before we even dive into this conversation proper is that this wedding, it has section upon section. We can't even dissect. Do we want to talk about the money aspect? Do we want to talk about what they do for a living? Do we want to talk about the health issues? Do we want to talk about how they met? Do we want to talk about what they are wearing? Do we want to talk? You have to go and research, because we are going to just talk about it randomly and scatteredly. So...
Me, see, the thing is, I won't even engage you if you want to dive into it. That is not me in Nigeria that you give depression. Do you understand? So I'll finish saying my alhamdulillah, I'm fine.
There's a level to this money thing. So
they
apparently
built a whole city for the wedding. It's like,
what are you saying?
It's like Disney.
Do you see the guest list? Justin Bieber was paid $10 million.
Rema, Nigerian artist, they paid him $3 million. You're talking about Justin Bieber.
Rihanna was paid $9 million. Justin Bieber was paid $10 million to come and perform for 30 minutes. Don't forget that 30 minutes performance.
Don't forget your Nigerian artist, Rema.
Rema was there.
$3 million.
$3 million to come and perform. I think his performance, because he's back in London now.
Indian people love Rema. See, that baby, calm down. Calm down.
Ambani, apparently he's worth over $111 billion.
Yeah,
so all these things that they are spending, somebody did the calculation. They said what they paid Justin Bieber to go and perform was just 0.008% of their money.
Ashida, you are really funny. So I saw one video early this morning, and said they spent a total of approximately $600 million for the whole wedding, and you're talking about $10 million. $600 million for everything. They built a whole city for this wedding. What is Justin Bieber? $10 million.
Did you see
the pieces they were wearing? Jewelry, the diamonds, the dresses.
One of the jackets he was wearing, Rashida, was embroidered in real gold. I was flabbergasted. I was perplexed. I said,
You were in shock.
I was in shock. I said,
no.
My dear, everybody was shouting, Davido wedding, money is talking. There's a level to this money thing.
No. Nigeria level, Davido is spent. You see, those are two different things, Rashida.
But we will not dispute Davido. No, we'll not. No, I'm just trying to tell you that a level to this
Rashida,
money thing.
Fear God, this woman. I talk her, the way she said she was going to ask me a question, I know she will not be fair. Fear God. How can you compare a billionaire in dollars child's wedding to Davido? Why not go for a funny wedding?
Mukesh Ambani, in that wedding, he hired 100 planes, including three Falcon and 2,000 jets for his guests. Who are his guests? Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, Elon Musk, the Kardashians.
And the billionaire club now.
Billionaire club.
The Kardashians, I don't know what they share.
See, which one is... See, me, I'm not going to criticize anything. Because there's no... I'm not going to criticize anything.
Bad Belé now. Let's do small Bad Belé.
I don't want to know why they were there. But the guest list, all the Indian top actors
Yes. It's if you are somebody, you be at that wedding to summarize it. If you are somebody, are at that wedding.
Yeah, at that wedding. Except you decided not to come. But I still heard that there's some singers that they contacted and they didn't go for the wedding. So it's crazy. Let me tell you something I realized with this. So, you know, definitely there are people that will come out and criticize. Like I said, I don't want to be about the criticizing club. See, this thing, this life, we are just doing life. Everybody is doing life. Some are luckier than some. Some are in great level. We say wealth is from Allah. We all can, as I've always said, all of us cannot be poor and all of us cannot be rich. There are levels to these things.
It's not possible.
It's not possible. So
I don't know. Maybe, Rashida, the videos comments I've been seeing, you know, it's just people saying God went under the comment. What are they criticizing? Anyway, you rich people think there's nothing you can do about it. But I know there's an issue with the guy because, okay, his house, right, in Mumbai is in the middle of a community that is surrounded by poor people. And you build that kind of skyscraper now. Security details in that house.
Yep.
Is it that house? I'm reading the wrong
thing. That house had...
It's not a house.
It has different floors.
What's the word now?
They said that house was built it for his wife.
Please, stop calling it a house. It's not a house. There's a name for it.
Kingani? I know what you're talking about.
So the whole thing...
You should go and research it though. You should go and see. It's a very tall building with different floors. The design of it, the design of that house is crazy.
In that same area, you have people that are so poor that when you come out from that building, like Kigamuta and Isuna Sintan Abinchi on the street, that's how poor they are. So you are this rich, a billionaire in dollar terms. If they're criticizing based on that, I understand, because it actually doesn't make sense. If he had wanted Ko, he would have built that same building somewhere, highbrow area, which is fellow millionaires and billionaires. But why do it in the poor community?
You have to spread it everywhere. You understand?
Spread what?
You spread the love.
But he's not spreading it.
If you build that kind of thing in that kind of community, as they are looking at the house, they are having hope. They are having the hope to go and succeed.
No.
And in life.
Shida, please stop being sarcastic. So I understand people if they will like criticize the wedding based on that. Other than that, rich people, they will go all out for their kids. There's nothing me and you can do about it.
And apparently this son has been sick for a very long time, and maybe they are just glad that he's alive to see a day like this. So the love story is a beautiful love story. They've been sweethearts for a very long time. So what I wanted to say is that during this period of this long wedding, I think this wedding will go down history as the longest wedding that ever took place a month. It's a very confusing wedding. I can't keep up. So they organized a wedding for some people that could not afford wedding. So they did like a mass wedding for some group of people. What I wanted to say about that is that, you know how it's like a reverse psychology thing, but you know how it's a reverse psychology thing, but it's a good thing because some people benefited from it. So you know how you do something, for example, you go shopping and you're buying things for yourself and buying things, then you remember that you have some kids at home, then you put one or two things for them inside the basket so that it will not be as if you go, you're opening things, I didn't give them anything. So I think this is what this was. So they did this wedding for these people so that they won't criticize, at least when people are arguing and saying, oh, they are doing wedding, they are spending lavishly. Those people that they did wedding for will come out and say, oh, they did my wedding. You know, they'll still have people on their side. So I think that's what it was. But like, you can't judge people for how they spend their money. I totally agree with that. And we can't all be in the same boats. Some will be rich, some will be poor, some will be average. Our prayer is that Allah should sustain us. May we not fall?
No. I mean, we have beneficial wealth.
Full of blessings.
In that blessing, no day inside me, I don't want to reach. Do you want?
Nah. It has to be full of blessing.
Yeah.
I'm happy for them. The internet has gone crazy. This is what has been trending, and I love it. Like, I love to see that people are spending their money the way they want to spend their money. I can never be jealous of somebody. I'm always happy for people. I'm happy for them. If this is how they want to spend their money, you can't tell them how. The money is there. So this money, because we are talking of billions, so it's not going to touch anything.
Billions.
117 billion or so. It's crazy. That's a lot of money.
Like, what are you going to do with that money if you don't do this?
Yeah.
Aside charity work and all that.
And they're doing a lot of charity work.
There's a level of money that you have. You think you are immortal.
Wish them all the best. It's their money. They can do whatever they want to do with it. Good luck to them. And their family.
Happy married life.
Happy married life.
But wait, though, this happy married life, Rashida, have you noticed only in Nigeria they say it?
Before, where else would they say it?
Happy married life.
Happy married life, nah. Happy married life. I don't even understand. Why? Moving on from this very, very diverse and robust wedding celebration that is happening in India. Did you hear the story of that... that guy, Daddy Cookathon in Ghana last month, that he came out to.
I think Guinness Book Record have cancelled that category now because of Africans. They are tired. Everybody wants to do Cookathon, so no more Cookathon. No, if you are doing Cookathon, you are cooking for your community, and may God bless you for the effort. Nothing concern Guinness Book World Record there again.
They
canceling category.
You
they
see?
Don't tire.
They arrested him because he lied and he forged the Cookathon that he was going for. Was it 200 and how many hours?
Hours.
You know, after Lilda Bassi did her own, everybody
Lilda
started.
Bassi.
Yeah, everybody started. There was somebody that came to beat the record. She didn't even apply to Guinness Book of Record. It was cancelled. She later came out to say, oh, she wasn't doing it for Guinness Book of Record. She was just doing it for herself, to challenge herself. After how many months, like a year later, this guy from Ghana, he came out and he did his own. Everybody was sharing him. He was cooking. And then all of a sudden, they said he lied about it. It was just a lie. So he got arrested. Guinness Book of Record came out to say that they don't know anything about it, that it's a lie. And like you said, now they've canceled the category. And it was just funny. The comment,
they are tired.
The comment section is crazy. Comment section was crazy. But they say it's rich Ghana, tongue Ghana. Ghana spoil everything, blah blah blah. You know how Nigerians are.
You know
Ghana,
that go Nigeria ahead, but it's Ghana. It will never end. It will never end. The end of the world. It will never end. That banter. I think I don't know. Maybe the debate about who has the
best jollof.
That one too is not helping matters. It's not helping matter.
You know Ghana that I've heard that Ghana jollof and Nigeria jollof doesn't even come close to Senegal jollof.
Rashida, as me and you, we never go to Senegal before.
Thank you. That's what I was about to say. We've not tasted it, so we can't decide on that. No. And funny enough, I have never tasted Ghana jollof. I've never tasted Ghana jollof either, so I wouldn't comment on that.
I doubt that I will ever taste any jollof that is better than Nigerian jollof. This is what I was raised on. Your mouth is used to it. It's the standard. You'll be judging any other jollof. So
I'm disappointed. Disappointed that you are saying that.
It's okay. It's good to be disappointed once in a while.
I'm disappointed that you are saying that we have to taste it for us to judge. But why will you just decide that?
I've told you my own defense now. I was raised on Nigerian jollof.
But you can try something else.
Unless
now.
You call it something else. Rashida, you know me. You know that I love trying new things, especially food. I'm not somebody that put myself in a box. Like, you know, Nigeria.
But you've already concluded already.
Gari, egusi, gari, weti. No, look at what I'm saying. I said judging between which one is best. I doubt if I will agree there's only other jollof that is better than Nigerian, but I'm willing to try Senegalese food. That their jollof, if they will call it something else, I will love it as something else. But to compare it between Senegalese jollof and Nigerian jollof, that's where we have problems. See, you know, I'm not saying I would not like Senegalese food. I'm ready to explore Senegalese food. But have you seen the way Ghana people arrange their food? On one plate, you will see garden egg. You will see boiled egg.
Egg, definitely.
You will see stew. You will see semo. You will see another soup.
Balanced diet.
It's not over balance. The food balanced presentation, diet. They wound me. Hi.
You sis, I am not with you because we might get invited to Ghana, and they will say that because of what Yusis said, you people cannot come to Ghana. Yusis, I'm not there. Me, I will go.
Regina, go.
I will leave you. One duo, we go. I leave the other duo. They will see one duo there.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying that I'm not used to that setup. Let me correct what I said.
Hey, only you want to go to Ghana.
All I'm saying is, it's something new. I've never seen that kind of setup. You know, the way they dish it, the food presentation. Yeah. I'm in awe of it. Yeah, you know, so please, my Ghanaian people. Yes, my Ghanaian people. It looks good. I'm happy for you people.
Yeah, happy for them. If that is what they want.
It's not what I'm used to.
Yes, but if you enjoy it.
It's not what I'm used to. Now, Ghanians, that's what I'm saying.
Ghanians, if you enjoy it, we love it for you.
Of course they do now.
Yeah, we love it for them now.
See, I'm not adding anything again.
Let's go to our dilemmas this week.
Ah, okay.
This is not even a dilemma. This is a true story. In 2009, a woman, Nazra Yusuf, who was 23 years old, lived with her husband, Zaid, and two children in Kuwait. One day, Zaid told Nazra that he is now bored with Nazra and he wants to marry another girl. According to the religion, he can marry four times. Even after Nazra requested many times, he did not change his decision. Finally, Zaid found a girl, but during his marriage, Nazra started pouring petrol in the wedding tent from outside and set it on fire. Considering that the temperature in Kuwait at that time was 51 degrees, the fire heated up very quickly and the temperature in the tent reached 500 degrees.
What?
The tent was completely burnt down in 3 minutes. And 57 women and children died because that tent was only for children and ladies. And Zaid and his wife also survived because they were in separate tents. The police found petrol cans outside the tent, and when they interrogated Nazra, she told them the whole truth. Taking advantage of the Kuwaiti rules, Nazra escaped on the pretext of pregnancy. But later, Nazra was sentenced to death in the central jail in 2017.
So many things to unpack here. The story was getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Like, you will not, if you can't do, just leave it in the hell alone. Kingani, go your own way. Now, you went on and killed innocent 57 women and children.
57.
Even if they didn't kill this one or jail her, will her conscience leave her to stay alive? You'll be a mad woman now.
Yes, it's... You know what people in the comment section were saying, that even the husband needs to be arrested because it's him that triggered it. He survived her. All these things she did was...
Because it's the wrong tent now.
He survived.
Let's even say he did survive. So what did she gain? What's the point?
No, because...
I don't get it.
The person she wanted to murder is alive with his wife. They will continue living their life.
That's what I'm saying. Let's say she even achieved her aim. You know, I always tell you, I don't get it when people just wake up. All these suicide bombers, all these terrorists, they just go, how I always, like, I don't know how their chain of thought, how they process it and all that. You know, I just wake up today, I was like, oh, all right, today I'm just going to go to that mall and set up a bomb and kill people. So what? I don't understand. I'm sorry, Rashida, I don't understand it.
I really don't understand.
So you killed him and killed the woman. Then what? You are a Muslim. You know what that means, right? You're going to die and you're going to stand in front of your God and you're going to answer questions and you're bound for hell. So what is the game?
I don't get it because this is
no matter what? How you look at it, achieve her aim, she didn't achieve her aim. It's a loss situation.
Do you know what? I think she has mental problem. She's sick because after everything, she even lied. Because me, inside shock and everything, self, I can't even lie again. She lied that she was pregnant. And you know, when you're pregnant, it happened in 2007. She was a free person till 2017. That was when she now told everything. Yes. So she was free for that period.
So what was she doing for the 10 years?
Beats my imagination. Maybe she could not live with it anymore. She had to, because they said she later confessed.
You see what I'm saying? You cannot kill 57 innocent souls and you just stay free. It's not going to happen now.
It's a lifetime of, like, trauma for the families, and because all they did was just attend the wedding. And that was their only crime.
Burnt. Recognized.
They were burnt.
So there's nothing in that tent to ashes and burns.
Just clothes.
Regina, in this one, Kai, people need to chill. Just get out of there.
It's not worth it.
Do you understand?
Yeah, it's not
there
worth
was
it.
A life before that marriage, there will be a life after the marriage. So what gives?
It's not
weighing
just
all
worth
that extreme
it.
And you have to go and answer.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Remember when we spoke about that lady, the TJ Tena, Tuya Amakabacha?
Yeah, that lady that was frying. Yeah.
What did you call it? What did you call master again in English?
Rice pancake
or something.
Yeah.
And And she said the reason why she was doing that is because she wanted to control the husband. So all these things, Regina, all this on top waiting. Anyway, and you know, sometimes the women don't have a life.
Yeah.
And the men make it so everything revolves around them. She doesn't work, no hobbies, nothing. It's just her 24 hours is take care of the kids, take care of the husband needs. Everything about her revolves around the husband and the kids.
Nothing. The reason behind getting the new wife was crazy to her. He said he just got
bored. Yeah, that she's imagine how can you even I even forgot about that part because of what she did, the gruesome thing she did.
Yeah,
how can you open your mouth and tell the wife that you are bored now? That's why you can you imagine?
That brings me to another story I saw talking about mental illness and stuff. So this doctor was being asked that what is the most unhealthiest brain he has ever seen. He said it was that of a 15-year-old child. So he said this 15-year-old child, he brought a weapon to school. He got arrested for it. Then his parents, after he got arrested, maybe they talked to him and stuff because there was no killing now. So his parents picked him up from jail after everything was cleared. And that same day, they picked him up sometime between 6 p.m. that night to 8 in the next morning. He had murdered his mom and dad. Yep. Then he went to another school.
What's up with these stories now? What is happening? Did I do anything to you?
No, sorry. I'm just trying to tell you how people's brain can be damaged. I've not finished. And sometimes the system is crazy because this is somebody that has done something. You can see that there's a possibility of something happening. If they had retained him in jail and make sure everything is clear, you know, before releasing him.
Well, you know, the parents will insist.
I understand that.
Let their child go.
I understand that.
You know parents. You know parents.
You see, that same child went and shot 25 people to death in a school after killing his mom and dad.
After he killed his parents, as in before the authorities found out, that's when he went to school and murdered more, or after?
No, after he killed his parents, I think he took the gun again, went to school, shot 25.
Okay, this thing happened in the same day. Everything happened in the same day.
Yes, it happened the same day. So that's from 6 to 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
A scan was done on him and the brain was damaged. So he must have something called anoxia, which is like from birth. It's a lack of oxygen, severe infection. I think the brain is not thinking very well. It's crazy. So it's like a psychiatric problem. And oh God. So in line with this story that I brought, you know, so there are some people that their brain is really, they have psychiatric problem and there is a mild one and there's a severe one. So something like when you're killing people, you are putting fire to the tent because your husband just said he's bored of you. And it's crazy to me. It's really crazy.
And it's true. And the Kumakinsan, okay, the society matters, right? In the Western world, they take these issues like seriously. If you notice, this same thing will happen in Nigeria or Africa, let's say. When it has to do with women mostly, we dismiss the issues as, casa mata, it's our hormone. Is she on her period? She'll get over it. We just dismiss it, right? And it's possible that this psychological issue has been happening. There are other signs that Kuma
used to forget another one. Turn out the Aljun.
What's that?
She had.
Thank you very much.
She has.
As you know, they have been apportioned blame rightly and unrightly. So we cannot say all of it. Some is really.
Some is really.
But what I'm even saying is we don't take this thing serious. Is cocaine. She's been possessed. Someone do you and all that. So that one. And you know, putting Kuwait now in perspective, Muslims do that a lot too. All this Aljanu in English is jinn.
Jinn,
you know, it occurs.
There's a guy on TikTok that talk about jinn, and these are real stories from real people. Like people contact him to tell their stories. They are very scary. Like you get goosebumps listening to this story. There was one that he was talking about that this boy, he was rude to his mother, and you know how when they are teenagers, some get very aggressive. He was, it's as if he put his hand on his mother or something like that. And apparently, apparently her father had done something for her that nobody can touch her or when danger is coming.
Really?
He said he doesn't even know how it happened, that something just, they're just flogging him. Flogging, that he stood up, all his back was bleeding. They flogged the hell out of him. Yeah.
Like, I don't know whether to be impressed or scared or both.
What's impressed? Scared.
I don't know which one.
Scared.
Because they flogged, you want to hit your mom and you got flogged. I'm happy about that. What the hell? You want to hit your mom? Are you okay? But then who is doing the flogging? I want to see the flogger.
It's scary. It's scary. Like, he tells a lot of like all these dark, scary gene stories.
You will not find me there.
No, me too. You will not find me there. Even talking about it, I'm very brave talking about even this particular one. So yeah.
You won't find me there, my dear.
No. When I heard this was the stories,
love it.
Yeah, when I heard that these are the stories he told, I did not even bother going to search for him. Like, I don't want to hear it. What you don't know will not kill you. I'm not going to use my hand to not hear something that will make me not to sleep at night. I'll not be having nightmares.
No, I beg.
These are real. It was Prophet Suleiman. They were dealing with all these sort of things during their time, all these genes and scary stuff. Scary, scary stuff. You see, moving on, let me trigger you a bit. You might love this or you might not love this.
You've already triggered me now.
Another true life story. Back in 1994, Gabriel met Christiana at a party. And they really hit it off. They ended up getting married even though she was 30 years younger than him. They were happily married for 20 years. However, Christiana eventually decided she wanted to get a divorce. But when she went to her lawyer, she was shocked to hear she was already divorced from Gabriel 20 years ago.
I don't understand.
Do you want me to read that part for you again?
She has amnesia or...
No. So when she went to her lawyer to get a divorce, her lawyer said she already divorced from Gabriel 20 years ago. I'll tell you why.
So, and how is that possible?
This is how it's possible. And this is because 4 months after their marriage, the couple went to Dominican Republic for a vacation. And Gabriel divorced her there because that is the only country where only one party can file for a divorce without informing the other party. He said he said he did this because he knew one day Christiana would divorce him and try to take all his money.
I don't understand. So why did he marry? Why did he marry her? If he knew this is the kind of person she wants.
They were happily married.
And you said this is a true life story?
Yep, their picture is there. If you can Google it, Gabriela and Christiana divorce story. In fact, the title of, I said the person that posted this thing must be a man, because the title of this story was, the title was the best divorce ever.
Ah, he's a man. He's a man.
The best divorce.
He was a man.
The best divorce of all time.
Going back, my own concern is totally different. From why would you marry somebody that you know or you believe with certainty that they will try to like rob you of your wealth? So
I can partially get where this was coming from, because he went into the marriage not very confident of himself. He was 30 years older than her. She was a young girl.
Okay.
She was 30 years younger. So definitely things like this is bound to happen.
She thought he's a sugar daddy, but you don't get sugar.
No, he does not have sugar. She even tried with him 20 years.
If he's older than her with 30 years, let's say he was 50 then. Then there's another 20. He's 70 now. What is he going to do with the money, sir?
Thank you very much.
That he doesn't want her to chop.
So now what is going
somebody
to
somebody that accepted.
Because she went to her lawyer now. So this is something that was not discussed. You know, this kind of thing that you go for divorce, then you just come and slam divorce papers to him without informing him. Maybe they'll talk about, I don't even know how this thing goes, but I saw it and I'm like,
I think what they do is she will contact the lawyer, tell him what she wants, blah 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 blah. Then the lawyer will advise, they'll contact him, He will contact the lawyer. They'll start talking and blah, blah, blah. It's a long process, yeah.
It's a long process, but it's not going to be as easy for her as it normally is, you get. So now, this divorce is going to happen on his terms. If there's a settlement, the settlement will be what he wants to give her.
Mm.
She will not have the power to demand what she wants. It's only what he's going to give her. Yeah. Crazy, crazy stuff. In his mind, well, now, he's smart.
I wish her all the best, Rashida.
In his mind now,
you know, my
he's a smart
now.
Old man, but he's not a just person. He's a conniving. So he has been.
No, she stayed with him for 20 years.
He has been a snake for 20 years. So he divorced her. How she was moving around that she's a married person. 4 months for 4 months
but
after.
But then again, this story is sharp. Why would you marry somebody that is 30 years older than you? Said wait till they find it.
Love wanting thing. Some
it's not love.
Stability.
See what is stability can do. Is it fair?
It's not fair. Stability did not try. Reminds me of a video that I saw of a lady that married an old man. According to them, it was for his money. Something like that. That crazy age difference too. And she was pushing him on the wheelchair and she died and he went to visit her in her grave. And he was like standing next to her grave and she was dead. It was like, she didn't even live.
But people are funny. Nobody knows who's going to die first. So why would you like stake your whole life thinking this person, you will now be waiting. Maybe this one die. May this one die. What kind of life is that? It's sad.
It's very, Rashida, very
it's sad when you think about it.
Very
You're
sad.
Waiting for somebody to die. And you don't know maybe that person, the world that is even showing you, perhaps Nakani Anima.
Of course.
Is
of
all course. This known thing. You are not even sure. What level of laziness is this, Seth?
Some people just want to be sugar babies now. You see, you can't judge anybody for how they want to live their life,
I'm
you know.
Sorry. They see the sugar again. Choose your sugar daddy
wisely.
Be wise about it.
Be wise about it.
But Misha, get your own money. That's the best. Get your own money and that's the best.
Yeah.
Yes, get your money.
It's about time we say goodbye. Our goodbyes.
It's so hard to say goodbye.
It's a head to say goodbye. Yo, sis, it's about time we say our goodbyes. But I have an unsafe space this week. My unsafe space this week are for people who go about life thinking that everything in this life must have a meaning. You are not living life like, okay, let's do life. So for instant example now, when I tell somebody that, say, I have a podcast with my friend, he says, that they will not be asking you, what is the podcast all about? What are you trying to achieve with the podcast?
Philosophers.
What is the main essence of the podcast? What?
Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
In the first
what
five,
is the projection?
Thank you.
What are you? Aspire to inspire.
Oh God. I get tired of those type of people. Please, why can't it just be a podcast where people, we just come, two friends sitting down, creating a community. We are just laughing, talking about social issues, talking about politics, talking about, we are just having fun. It doesn't have to have a purpose. It doesn't have to have. It's
not that serious.
It's not that serious. So that's my unsafe space for people that like always want to ask you, what is the purpose of what you are doing? Where are you going? Why? Please, it's nothing.
Can you relax, please? Can you relax?
Can you just move
life? Can people chill?
Just smiling, taking it one day at a time, just enjoying it, please.
And
in case in the future.
What is the guarantee, Rashida, even if I bring like everything you ask me, what is the purpose, whatever, and I explain everything to you in detail. These are the plans, these are the projections and everything. And it doesn't work out. Then what?
There are some people that are just too serious.
Right.
In the future, when you want to ask me this type of question, there is nothing, there is no purpose. As we've said from the beginning of this podcast, from day one, we said we are just moving on vibes and inshallah. So we don't come and expect me to be giving you projection.
Please, you can ask Rashida. Don't ask me.
Don't come and be asking me for projection. Oh, what is the purpose? Why are you doing? No. We are just two people enjoying ourselves, having fun, creating memories. It's like a diary for us. Mm. Our children will one day listen to this podcast and just know where our head is at, know what how we think, where we are coming from, where we are going to, and it's something they will remember us with. And it's on the internet. That's
and don't
it.
Worry, when we get there, we'll see you, right? Then you congratulate us. Then you'll be like, oh, so what they're doing is actually
okay. This is now. What is what will allow
I'm
you
not
to...
Going to say I told you so, but it's inshallah. Part of it now.
Yeah, that's my unsafe mm-hmm. space this week. I'm happy you supported my
you, my sister.
My unsafe space because normally
I support you
100%.
Like
my unsafe space.
To chill. Like, can you relax? Mm. Can you relax?
It's not that serious. Relax, life please. Is not that serious. Please,
it's not that serious.
Yeah,
it's
guys, not... we have come to the end of today's podcast. Thank you so much for listening this far. We appreciate you. We see the numbers going up. We see the countries. We are always excited. You see, I'm always excited when
Rashida has people all over the world listening. Every week she tells me this country are listening. I say,
that's
Rashida,
my favorite part.
The people there, we thank them.
That's my favorite part on unlocking another country. Like we love all the countries that we are seeing on the map. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate every single one of you. Please don't forget to like, thank comment, you. Subscribe, share this podcast with your family, friends, criticize us, tell us if you agree with us, tell us. If you don't agree with us, tell us too. So
they're going to agree with us, don't worry. Anyways, guys, thank you so much. You can follow us on our social media handles. It's at the Chill Sisters Podcast, both on Instagram and TikTok. Send us an email. Thank you so much for coming back every week to listen to us. We really appreciate it, as Rashida has stated earlier. Thank you. And I will conclude with Rashida's prayer of the week. All our loved ones that are not in a good place now, in the hospital, brothers, sisters, friends, the ones we know, the ones we don't, we wish you complete shifa, good health. May Allah heal you and give you permanent shifa. We wish you good health. It's going to be fine. It's going to be all right. Thank you so much, guys. Have a nice one. Enjoy your week. Bye.